Yahoo, West Coast.
Hey, East Coast. How we doing?
We're doing okay. So a couple weeks ago, you had proposed a new little segment on our show. What did you call it again?
One Show, One Drink. Kind of a mini version of what we normally do. We will try really hard to keep this brief.
Define brief.
I'm thinking like 15 minutes, maybe? We get in, we get out.
All right. Let me roll the intro real quick, and then we'll get back to the show. Welcome to What We Watch When We Drink, a booze dancing media podcast featuring lively discussions about movies, TV shows, and anything else that we're watching while we drink our favorite boozy libations. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And of course, you could always find us on boozedancing.com. If you have any questions, comments, show suggestions, by all means, email us at boozedancing@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
One show, one drink. We're just going to take one show, one episode, one movie with one drink and regurgitate it in a short amount of time. So you, the listeners, our wonderful audience out there, can just have just a little piece of us. Not a whole, like, long, endless diatribe. This will be just a little tiny bit of us. How's that sound?
So it's an amuse-bouche? An amuse-bouche of podcast?
Yes, exactly.
And our goal is to amuse.
We are amusing folks, and we want to amuse our wonderful audience. So,
God,
before
we
go too far, we need to think about what we're drinking.
I got some stuff lined up here.
What do you got?
But only one. One drink. So I've got a single malts of Scotland, one of the many, many samples that we received from our good friends at Impex Beverages. It is a 21-year-old Glenburgie. Whiskey with a five, two fives to be exact, two fives and a point two.
Boom.
It's old enough to drink itself.
I have a 15-year-old Bladnock, the Adela Limited Edition. It's a Lowland, and I was given to me by my friend Michael Reese from the Southern California Whiskey Club, and it looks beautiful in a glass. Are we ready for a little clinky clink?
Sir, cheers.
Boom, cheers.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, it smells lovely.
Very nice.
It smells lovely. All right.
This is light, fruity, and it packs a punch. Oh, scotchy, scotch, scotch, scotch. I love scotch. All right, so we got our one drink.
We are talking about the very first episode, the pilot episode of Seinfeld, starring Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander and Michael Richards. And that's it.
That's it. So
the fourth player is not there yet.
So this is 1998, I believe. Is that when it came out?
No. I think 89.
I'm sorry, 89. I have to admit, when I rewatched it, because I'm assuming I watched it, 20, 30 years ago, I didn't recall any of it. So it was a little bit surprising to me, all the many facets of the show on its first day. Did you have any recollection of it?
A little bit, but only because it's always in reruns. So it was always on like TBS or,
the local affiliate. The pilot episode shows up on reruns?
Probably not, because I don't think it was that popular of a show in the beginning.
No.
And it wasn't really the Seinfeld that we all know and love. It was there, like the seeds were there, but it didn't really take root yet.
Correct. So what I found interesting about it really was that it felt almost more like the show part of it. The sitcom-y part of it was almost like half the show, whereas the stand-up part of it, where Jerry's doing his nightclub act, felt like it's just as long. There were some fairly long stand-up portions.
What was really funny too is like the contrast between his persona on stage as a comedian versus him as an actor. You could tell he's so much more relaxed, just doing his thing and being as a stand-up. It was really, really. Like a really stark contrast.
Do we know if Jerry did much acting before the show?
I don't think he did.
He's pretty good at it on that first episode, but you're right. He seems way more comfortable doing his stand-up.
Right. Well, when he's on stage, he's just being himself.
Of course.
Because that's what he's been doing for. He was probably doing that for 15 to 18 years prior to getting the pilot. Because he's what, about 65 right now? How old is Jerry? Probably mid-60s.
Yeah, he's probably mid-60s. Sure.
Yeah, so he's about mid-60s, so that was, he was like 30 then. He was probably doing stand-up for at least 10 to 12 years before he got the pilot. So, I mean, because he goes back to Carson days, wasn't he? Carson and Letterman, he was on all those shows.
Definitely, well, definitely on Carson. It's interesting how the show looks also. When I think of Seinfeld, of course, I think of the other, the last 7-8 years of the show, not the very first season.
Right.
And it has a slightly different look. The diner is not the same diner. His apartment is similar. There's little nuances to it that are different. As you said, there's no Elaine in the episode. There's only Kramer, who's not exactly the Kramer I think that.
No, he's a little different. He's, you know what he's more like? We've talked about it before. Remember Fridays when he was on Fridays with Larry David back in the day? He was like that, where he was like just a weird kind of guy.
Correct.
You know, not that he wasn't weird later.
It feels like a pilot, and it feels like it's not fully formed in someone's head of how this is going to be and what this is going to be. The old line about them is it's a show about nothing. I'm not even sure if it knows that it wants to be a show about nothing yet. It doesn't even have that even kind of. It feels like it's not sketched out. Maybe it is. George feels like almost as important as Jerry in that first.
Oh, absolutely.
It could be the Costanza show.
It's like George is like his consigliere. It's like, you know, his right hand man, and Jerry's always kind of running things by him, and
he doesn't seem the oafish character he is in later years. He's
not quite
kind of thought out, kind of smart. You wouldn't think that this is going to be this goofy guy and somewhere down the road. So did you laugh when you rewatched it?
I did. There were some funny. There were some very, very funny moments. Actually, you know what I found funny? Just the little side things, like the waitress, you know, and how she was with the whole thing with the coffee.
Yes. Yeah,
and the decaf versus the regular, and George just being all paranoid about that. She was great.
She was.
I thought she was really funny. It's a shame she wasn't on there later, because that would have been kind of a nice character, you know, like the bartender. Instead, it's the waitress.
Of course. Yeah.
It's their hangout. They're there all the time.
I laughed more, I think, at the stand-up, but I actually remember a lot of the bits, you know, the sock joke and the laundry stuff, and I mean, those are classic Seinfeld. The sitcom-y part, the acting part, didn't bowl me over, but I was totally intrigued.
No, it was still like, you know, they're still finding their way, especially Jerry, because he's not really the actor in the butt. I mean, even Michael Richards at least did sketch comedy.
Jason Alexander had, I think, some Broadway background before.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And so it's interesting that if you took out the woman that's the main part of the storyline, and the woman that's the waitress. There's no women in this episode, right?
No,
that's it.
Not at all.
And were they thinking at the time, this is going to be about this guy and his two friends, who are all guys? Or was there some thought that we're going to need to kind of bring some balance here and bring a woman into the storyline permanently? I don't know. I don't know what the history was.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these shows, I mean, if you go back to, not to go off topic, but when you listen to a lot of people talk about the show, especially the first season, there's a lot of characters supposed to be killed off in a lot of shows.
Sure.
Like Jesse on Breaking Bad, or I think Logan in Succession was supposed to die at the end of the first season. So, you know, maybe it's that kind of thing where they have to kind of feel their way around it. And plus, you don't know until you get renewed how the story's going to go. So maybe when they bring Elaine on, you know, it tested better with her in it. And I said, all right, well, we'll add her as a regular. I mean, I don't know the whole backstory, so that could always be a play, I guess.
Interestingly, I looked to see this first aired July 5th, 1989. Right.
Wow. That first middle season, of summer.
So it was a summer replacement show.
The date was, you said July 5th. How much TV watching is there really going on the day after 4th of July?
The summertime was not a TV time. Life's different now with streaming services, but historically, TV had the same calendar as the school year. School gets out, nobody's watching TV, you put on summer reruns, you put on variety shows, and maybe a sitcom here and there to fill the space during the summer. And then boom, it all starts over in the fall when the kids go back to school. People are in front of TV again. And this is one of those shows. There were only 5 episodes that ran from July of 89 through June of 90. That's it. Mm-hmm. And it took a year to show 5 episodes. Season 2, there's only 12 episodes. It's not even a fully run show in season 2. It hasn't been fully picked up. Not till year 3 do we get, okay, it's on the schedule. It's going to be all time.
What's the old run, like 26 weeks? That's what they used to do?
Yeah, it looks like they were like 23 to 24 shows every year, looks like, through their history. They were not even ranked in the Nielsens in the first 2 seasons. and I can see that. I mean,
it was very much an under-the-radar show for a while, until it finally took off.
It's in the summertime. It's about a stand-up comedian. You're not really sure what it's about. It's buried in some night, right after July 4th, that first episode. And I can see people going, huh, what is this?
Right.
Now, I do recall, because I was a huge stand-up comedian fan of the time, I loved watching all those guys that we would see on TV, on Letterman and Carson. I wanted to see all their TV shows. And I don't recall this episode, but I do recall watching Seinfeld in the very early days because I was a Jerry fan. And I think that's who probably got hooked on to those kinds of shows first. But that doesn't mean that the shows were very good. And I think this one, I don't know how I would give it a grade, this pilot.
It's like the first episode of our podcast. It needs to find its way.
Sure. Yeah. I think it's hard to look at it without knowing what we know now. It feels like the beginning of something. And you can see where Larry David and Jerry kind of got together and they had to put this thing together. And of course, they've got all the pressures, like you said, of network TV people, right? It's not just like, oh, we're going to make this amazing revolutionary TV show. That's not how it works. Is anyone watching? Can you get someone into the network kind of backing you? They're number 3 in season 5. They're number 1 in season 6. And then 2, then 2, then number 1. The first year they're rated, they're 41st. They're like, that's not great. But after 2, middling seasons, they probably were bouncing around on the schedule. It's tough. It's definitely tough back then.
Oh, I'm sure. And that's really, it was the only game in town at the time.
You're right. But Jerry's funny. That's the essence of it all. I mean, if that show continued with Jerry being, let's say, a third of the show is stand-up and 2/3 of it is the show,
right?
I would have hung with it. That was great. I would have loved it. Now, in the end, it was probably, 2 minutes of Jerry doing any? Maybe
I don't even think they did any of that because they kind of dropped
that. They probably
did
delete it, didn't they?
Because they used to open up with the
stage.
With the stand-up all the time for at least the first season or two.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of stopped. It just kind of went to the show. But then, the show found itself and what it wanted to do and what it wanted to be. And I guess it didn't
need that. What does the show want to be? Why does the show even exist?
Who are these people?
Who are these people having podcasts? Why do we need a podcast? Can we do this all the Kramer,
the Kramer character was so bizarre in the first couple episodes. He was just so... I mean, he was bizarre the whole run. But he was particularly bizarre because he just was like, I think they said at one point, you haven't left your apartment in 10 years.
That was weird hearing that line.
Right? It was a little odd.
I wonder if it's referenced again later.
I don't know. I'm not sure. And now I'm kind of curious to go back and rewatch. Is that his dog?
I don't know if it's his dog, but he comes in with a dog.
I know. There was a dog that comes in. I was like, where the hell did the dog come from? Where did the dog come from?
Yes.
Did that dog come from? What is he drinking out of?
Lots of shows have that. That mindless character who's kind of wacky, out on the fringe of the whole show from the rest of the cast, especially back then. You could see he was the guy. There was no doubt. Yeah. But you could argue later on that George is just as wacky as in a different way. They're all wacky.
The straight man is Jerry. Jerry's the straight man,
He's setting up this whole little universe for all the wackiness that goes on around him, right?
And again, not to go too deep into the show and not to go deep into it at all, but there was there was the whole episode where George was behind, Elaine was ahead, and Jerry was break even. He was even Steven.
Yes.
So he was just right down the middle, just even keel, just going with it. It was different compared to, you know, what it was later down the road.
Very different. Not a fully formed show at all. Definitely something that had potential and had a great stand-up comedian's name and face. And so, I like I said, I knew I was going to hang with it and did. So, way to go, Jerry. Thanks for hanging with us.
Actually, you know what was a fun bit, though? The laundromat was kind of fun. Just watching the women behind them, listening to the whole conversation.
Innocent bystander in the background.
Oh, that was great, though.
They were always, you know, they're just staring at them. Is this acting? What is that? Did someone tell them to do that?
Oh, absolutely. But what was great about it, though, is that they actually wound up getting them in the middle of the scene, sort of. You know, just kind of like calling them into it. You know, because we've all done it, right? You're sitting somewhere and you've got these people having this conversation and you're eavesdropping. You can't help it. And then once it starts getting really ridiculous, you're like, did he really say that? What is going on?
Looking at these things now and in the lens that we are today, would that show get made today?
Probably not. But then again, you never know.
No.
Well, you know what, though? You got to figure, though. A lot of these stand-up comics now have shows, right?
True.
Why wouldn't they do it?
Would it be that show or would it be something?
No, it'd be a different show, I think. It'd probably be a little more personal show. Rami?
Yeah, it's much more deep about the person and what his life experience is. You know, Jerry's is about his life experience as well. I mean, that's where his stand-up comes from. But it's you don't get the sense that this is actually his life. This is the life he led as living in an apartment in New York City. I never felt that. He's playing a character.
Yeah, but it was good. It was fun. I thought it was fun. It actually, again, it made me curious to go back and just start watching them again.
And now we should add that I think you said this, it's on Netflix. The whole series is on Netflix. So you can go stream the entire series, which I'd recommend. It was a great show. And that first episode was the beginnings of it all, right?
Yep. Good fun. Good fun.
One show, one drink. We have done it. We have nailed down the very first episode of Seinfeld on what we watch when we drink. And stay tuned. We'll have another little mini episode.
Yes. So shall I tell people where they can find us?
Oh, please do.
So you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, trying to think where else, wherever else you can get your podcasts. And again, you could always find us on boozedancing.com. And again, email us at boozedancing@gmail.com with any suggestions, comments, and all that good stuff. So we hope to hear from you. Sir?
Cheers. Oh, sorry. Cheers, sir. Cheers, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Oh, yeah, that might be the next show. All right, man. I'll talk to you. Cheers.